This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Supposed to be joining me right about now is the director of the Second Amendment Foundation. He's an old time radio guy. I dig him. His name is Alan Gottlieb. Have we got you 5x5, sir?
Yes, you got me.
Okay. I'm curious, and I did get you. We're going to talk about the latest announcement that you just put out. But I'm curious what your thoughts were regarding the Commander in Chief's latest oratory.
Well, you know, it's obviously obnoxious and disgusting, and he's ripping America apart at its seams. But I think he's doing it intentionally. For a number of reasons. One, to shed light away from his record. Two, because by attacking his enemies the way he's doing it, he's trying to demoralize his opponents and make them feel like you know, they're not part of the system, they shouldn't show up to vote in the midterm elections. I think it's calculated, but it's not helping America. It's not good for our country. His rhetoric is outright disgusting. I mean, it's almost like he's putting me back in the 1940s, and it's, you know, and all I'm looking at him, and all that's missing is his mustache.
The little narrow mustache in the middle of his face.
This rhetoric is absolutely disgusting. It's the way totalitarian people divide countries and create problems and seize control and power and take away people's freedoms. And in this case, of course, he's really aiming at gun owners very, very heavily.
He has, in addition to all this other stuff, now he's doing something that nobody's ever done before. As far as I can remember, I mean, you've been in the game longer than I have, and you may have seen this before, but I have never seen the head of one political party attack. I thought campaigns, the purpose of a campaign was to go out there and try to use powers of persuasion to get people to come around to your way of thinking and maybe win their vote.
Yeah, well, this isn't that way at all. I mean, and not only that, but right now with all the problems we have with our country, he should be in the White House trying to run the government. You know, him being out playing these political games right now at a time of significant stress to our economy, stress to our freedom, international, you know, problems going on, you know, conflicts. This guy, I mean, this is downright dangerous for all of our freedoms.
Some of the stuff he's doing, I mean, it's dangerous in ways that we haven't been exposed to since the 1860s, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. There's a lot of, I think, self-projection on his part. Everything he's claiming his enemies are, it's what he is and what he's doing. He's talking about threats to democracy. He's not only threatening democracy, he's threatening our republic and threatening our constitutional rights. I mean, this guy is unbelievable. And so it's like, you know, everything he's trying to do, he blames on everybody else, and he's the one who's doing it.
Isn't Do you think they're trying to provoke us into some sort of a? I mean, they talk about, and I've been loving this. I've been loving this comparison because have you ever seen that movie 1941 with Dan Aykroyd and Jim Belushi, John Belushi, and all those guys?
Yeah, a long time ago, and I know where you're going with this. But let me just jump in for a second on this.
Sure.
You know, I've spent 50 years defending gun rights. And, you know, some of our people, you know, get a little hot under the collar when their rights are attacked. I always try to settle people down a bit and talk about the importance of the ballot box and, you know, and the jury box. And we don't have to go run to the cartridge box right now. I think Biden is trying to provoke people to go to the cartridge box. He wants the bloodshed. He wants the, you know, an uncivil revolution in this country. Because if he gets that, you get repression and you get crackdown and you get government pushback. And I think that's what he wants, and I think he's trying to provoke it, and I think it's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, but I mean, one of the things they've been saying is that, you know, January 6th was an insurrection. And back to my 1941 thing, Robert Stack gets out there and says, you can't have an air raid without bombs. Well, conversely, you can't have an insurrection without guns. No politicians were harmed during the filming of that insurrection. And isn't it sort of obvious? I mean, has it ever been more obvious that these guys live in like opposite land or fantasy land or bizarro world?
Well, yeah, it is. But in all honesty, since you raised January 6th, I just have to say there were a lot of violent people that did do things on January 6th and broke into the Capitol and should not have done it. I don't condone it. I don't support it. And it needs to be condemned. Did the government overreact afterwards? Did the Justice Department prosecute people that maybe shouldn't have been prosecuted? Oh, yeah, probably they have. But the problem is that, you know, we're sitting here where Biden and his Democrats don't condemn anybody on the left who commits any violent acts. I mean, all the police officers that got attacked around the country, all the violent riots that took taking place, his vice president set up a bail fund to bail out violent criminals. I mean, this is absolutely disgusting. And then they try to say that everybody on our side is insurrectionist and is violent. That's just totally untrue. More of the violence is on their side. And again, it's all this self-projection stuff where they want to blame their opponents for their own actions.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I guess the question becomes, how far do we allow this to go? I'm a former military man. I know exactly what it would look like. I know exactly how bad it would be. I know how bloody it would be. And I also know how one-sided it would be. So even though I know how one-sided it would be, it does not mean this is something that I would seek to see happen. But by the same token, some of these people absolutely have no shame at all. Look at, even the media recoiled from him on this because he tried to politicize the military by having his two Marine guards at parade rest behind him. You don't put that in there for a you don't have that kind of phalanx of a implied force put in there in a not in the United States, not supposed to be, but you know.
Well, he doesn't want the United States to be what it is, what it was founded as. He's trying to transform this whole country and destroy everybody's values and shred, our democracy and Bill of Rights. This is absolutely disgusting. I'd rather talk about the issues and attack him on the issues than all his personal attacks that he does to all his opponents and people like you and I and your listeners. I mean, this is we should all Americans should be outraged at all this, and hopefully they'll pour it out in the midterm elections. Stop this from getting any worse.
Every time I try to recite all of the issues, I have to hit my inhaler because it just takes so much wind to put them to list them all, Mother. But that's all beside the point. Alan is the head of the Second Amendment Foundation, and as the head of the Second Amendment Foundation, he is one of the foremost people out there suing people into submission when they come after your rights. And when we get back, we're going to talk about the latest thing that I just got. This is a all-writ petition to challenge a chilling California gun suit law. I don't know anything about this, so I want you to tell us all about this. You can find Alan's organization at saf.org. If you're not a member, you should be. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
has hijacked our media, our culture, and our schools. Your children are taught to hate America. Your speech is censored. Your employer is woke, and you are being called racist. That's why I wrote a book showing you how to keep the left from dominating your life. The book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals, A Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism. And it draws from my 28 years of grassroots leadership by empowering conservatives too often bullied into silence by the left. It's a comprehensive guide to beating leftism not only in politics, but in daily life. And it's not just for dedicated conservative activists, but also for anyone sick of getting beaten down by the woke mob. Whether it's your job, your school board, or your neighbors, you can win against woke. Get Rules for Anti-Radicals from Amazon or at rulesforantiradicals.com/radio. That's rulesforantiradicals.com/radio.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining us from Bellevue, Washington, is the head of the Second Amendment Foundation. This is Alan Gottlieb. You have to do a lot of work in California, don't you?
An awful lot, because it's probably the premier state attacking gun rights right now, and probably second to New York's probably second. New Jersey's probably third, but California's way out there.
Now, didn't they, was it yesterday that they had a bill that was out there that they were going after concealed carry, and it failed by one vote, and as of right now in California, it's all shall issue wide open at the moment. Is that correct?
Well, I'm not going to say wide open, because it's still doing things you can to slow the processes down for people, but California is now basically a shall issue state, no longer a may issue state, thanks to the Supreme Court ruling in the Bruin case, and of course they're trying to make it next impossible, so if you get your permit, there's no place for you to use it. They're trying to, you know, end around, so to speak, and say, okay, here's your permit, but it isn't good anywhere, by making everything a sensitive place. New York just did that, and California is trying to follow suit.
I know that I also read somewhere that they're going to try to bring this up again in December, which is that's the leftist game, isn't it? They never stop. But let's talk about this this petition that you've gotten out there, because right now there are certain places where the gun rights of 18 to 20 year olds are really getting bolstered, except for California. In California, they still want to go against them. According to the All Writs petition, this case concerns California law that restricts the rights of 18 to 20-year-old law-abiding adults to purchase long guns. Why is that always a thing? What is it about that? Because how is it possible to have a 4-year-old who can decide that they're a boy and then say, and I want to transition? That's okay, but you take an 18 to 20-year-old who now can legally vote, they can serve the military, they can do all these other things, and they can't have a long gun. What am I missing here?
Well, the Biden world has everything upside down. What can I say? You're not missing anything. But let me explain what this is sort of about. You referenced it's about the case of 18 to 20-year-olds that the Second Amendment Foundation has filed in California. But this writ petition filed with the United States Court of Appeals in the Ninth Circuit really isn't about the suit itself. It's about a new law that California passed while the suit was going on, called Senate Bill 1327, which is really enacted a one-way fee structure and cost-shifting provision as a chilling effect to Second Amendment lawsuits being filed in the state against the state of California. And what they've done is they've passed a law that says that if you don't win your whole suit, if you don't win every point in your suit, you only take out 90% of an anti-gun law in California, you're on the line to pay all the Attorney General of California's legal fees and bills, like millions of dollars. And, of course, there's no compensation for you if you win, only if you lose. And so they're trying to discourage your chances of going to court to, petition your government against grievances of them infringing on your rights. It's absolutely disgusting, and it's one of the two new ways that anti-gunners are attacking the gun rights movement, where we've been winning in litigation in the courts. And so we've asked, it's an all-writ petition to the appeals court, to basically enjoin the state of California from enforcing this provision. Otherwise, it's going to force many suits that are filed in California that had the plaintiffs dismiss their own suits, because they could be on the line for millions and millions of dollars to the state of California simply for trying to address their grievances against California infringing on gun rights in our court system. And it's only against guns. It's not against anything else, you know. It's only if you bring a lawsuit, you know, challenging any of their gun laws. It's absolutely disgusting. It's un-American. It smacks at denying people their freedom and First Amendment rights, petition, you know, the grievances against government for grievances. It flies in the face of supremacy clause, where they're telling the federal courts that they're going to have to award fees to the state of California when it's nowhere in the federal law to do so. This thing is amazingly scary, and we're having the situation where we're getting law firms. It also holds law firms responsible, not just the people bringing the suits, but the law firms who represent the clients. So law firms in California, you know, are saying, well, the U.S., we've got to think twice when we file a suit against the gun law in California, because if we don't win, we could be held for, you know, they could own our practice.
Do you think that, one of the avatars that, like, I look at Trump And I've always said Trump is sort of an avatar for the normal, constitutional, nationalist, American first, that kind of thing. He's sort of the avatar for that thing. This is why he got elected, because he spoke in the non-political gobbledygook that most people run on. And do you think that being a gun owner is also an avatar for going after that kind of thing? Because we're pretty normal people, most gun owners, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, 100 million of us out there that own firearms, and, you know, we're normal people. We're blue-collar workers, we're dentists, we're doctors, we're nurses. This whole thing is yeah, I mean, we're basically the only thing standing, we're the front line standing for freedom in the United States and keeping the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And of course, that puts us on the front line of the battle. So we're an avatar that in that respect, but we're also a heavy target. The Bidens of the world, the Schumers, the Pelosi's of the world, Gavin Newsom's of the world, they want to eradicate us.
Yeah, they do. They absolutely do. While we're out here looking at all these things, and especially New York, is out there, and I mean they were the ones named in the case, and they basically have given the one-fingered salute to the Supreme Court. Do you think that the Supreme Court's rulings will be forced upon them, and they will eventually run out of combinations they'll work under to where they have to be drawn into compliance?
Well, their attempts now to circumvent the Supreme Court are not going to win. Ultimately, we're going to overturn those things as time goes on in the court system. The problem is it takes time and it takes money. The other thing is that they're very creative. They'll probably come up with 110 other ways to try and do it as well. You know, our opponents don't give up. I mean, they want to eliminate gun ownership, period, for civilians in our country. And until they get there, they're going to keep finding ways to attack us. I think right now we're going to win, but they got things, you know, slowed down and stalled for us again. And buys time for them to hopefully try and get a president, you know, Biden or somebody else, you know, in office to appoint, you know, more judges to the court that would rule against us and eventually change the makeup of the United States Supreme Court, either by adding new people and people who retire or expanding the court so they could put on a whole bunch of anti-gun rights judges to get a majority. They don't care about, you know, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, or how the country operates or how it works. I mean, they're out there to destroy everybody's values. It's really disgusting.
Hang on for me, if you will. Talking to Alan Gottlieb, SAF.org. Go check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
King Charles is beginning his reign as British monarch with a solemn pledge to serve with love and loyalty. In a televised address after the death of Queen Elizabeth, Charles praised his mother's dedication to her people. Vice President Kamala Harris says America's leadership in space must be preserved and enhanced.
Which is the recognition, of course, that space can and must be protected for the benefit of all people.
Speaking at NASA in Houston, Harris called it essential to U.S. national and economic security. Thousands are honoring the life of a Memphis mother who was kidnapped and murdered while jogging. They gathered on the campus of the University of Memphis at 4:20 a.m. Friday morning to complete an 8.2-mile run that Eliza Fletcher was on before her death. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I think they're actually sort of your neighbors there, Alan. I think talking to Alan Gottlieb from Second Amendment Foundation.
Yeah, the Aero Precision is one of our neighbors, a great company in our home state here, and they help support our gun rights and the Second Amendment Foundation, so I'd like to pat them on the back. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, they are all that and a bag of chips, no doubt about this. Do you think in the long run, I mean, in what world would there be a day where we woke up one morning and we're like, now the Supreme Court has 23 guys and women. There's only the uniparty has just become the Democrats with the democracies with a big D. Do you think there's ever going to be a day where they actually push through what they want? Especially given the facts that they have been so blatantly out in the open about some of the stuff they're doing. And even though they're, I mean, even though they got the media, I mean, would CNN even be in business if they didn't have the airports carrying their TV shows? How many people are watching the media?
You know, they have to pay the airports to have that, you know, displayed there to get you know, viewers so they build numbers for their advertisers. I don't know. You know, I guess I think the Democrats think they can get away with all this. But let's be honest about it. They have gotten away with it in the past in places like New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Baltimore. So the bottom line is that when they get control of everything, they tend to get very greedy with their power. And of course, quality of life for people tends to go down. They don't seem to care about that. So, but I do think that they think in their minds they can do it. And I've always, unfortunately, had this philosophy that if you can imagine it, it can possibly happen. And I can imagine it happening. So I think it's kind of possible, and I'm not happy about it.
Yeah. Would that be, I mean, do you think that actually come to pass without anything kinetic occurring?
It's very possible it could. There's been places around the world where it's happened, you know, and you got a lot of socialistic countries, you know, in Europe and other places, that this is, you know, come about because, you know, the masses are too busy trying to feed their faces and take care of their children, you know, and live their normal life. And, or you know what, you don't have a normal life because the government has all the power and you have no individual freedom left.
I just wonder about that. I wonder where, I mean, we certainly have gotten... We've gotten a little more tolerant of things because, you know, in our early days, all they had to do was tax the tea, and we sort of lost our mind and started going against these things. That's the other thing. Besides the way they're doing some of these things, do the states actually have any power whatsoever to decide that they're not going to send tax money if they're doing these things with tax money, like, you know, hiring 87,000 IRS agents, and, you know, they're going to arm some of them, which I would love to meet the accountant who's also a pipe hitter, but that's beside the point.
Well, you know, I think it's not the state sending the federal government money. It's usually the other way around, where the federal government sends the states money if the states comply with federal regulations. It's the people that send the money in taxes to the federal government, and we don't have much say over that. And, you know, that's why they probably want 87,000 more IRS agents to help extract more of that money for the federal government. Sometimes this whole system is upside down.
Yeah. Well, I guess the question I'm asking is, what could we not choke them off that way? I mean, isn't that one of their things? That, with Operation Choke Point, wasn't that a way they were trying to choke off the gun industry, where they choked away their financial capabilities? Is that not something we could employ against them, or is that just more trouble than it's worth?
Well, Operation Choke Point was trying to get the financial sector, banks and finance companies, not to work with the firearms industry, and that was the Operation Choke Point. It wasn't the government itself, money going to and from the government. They were just trying to stop, you know, commerce so that people
right.
could not be in the firearms business.
But I know that, but what I'm saying is that could that not be a... because right now, right, we got 25 states that have permitless carry. I would imagine that they're not for gun confiscation or gun bans, those 25 states, which is half the country, right?
Then it's probably more than that. If you take it, probably there isn't one so-called red state that's in favor of it. It's only the so-called blue states that are in favor of it, where the Democrats are in control. And I'm not sure the people really support it. It's the politicians that support it, the Democratic
right.
politics.
Right. But I guess what I'm asking is, isn't there a plurality of red states that are more freedom loving than the population centers that are in the blue states?
There's definitely more red states than blue states, over what I call freedom centers. But a significant part of America's population, unfortunately, live in those big cities, in the bluest cities in the bluest states.
That's what I was looking for. So knowing that and knowing all these other things, is there nothing that the states not get together and all these attorneys general? I mean, isn't that what Soros has done with some of these attorneys general and secretaries of state, create a network? Could these guys not use that tactic against them?
Well, there's no doubt that Soros has created this network of these attorney generals to use against us on our gun rights. This is an example. There's no two ways about that. And there's no doubt that a lot of the Republican attorney generals are, you know, banded together to fight back and sue the Biden administration for some of its overreaches in a federal court. So some of that's going on, but the problem is the amount of money the two sources of the world put into this and the manipulation of voters to be able to keep these people elected.
Right.
We're in what I call an uncivil war.
Well, it's a cold one, though, isn't it? It's not hot.
It's a cold one, but unfortunately, it's getting hotter every day and getting scarier every day.
Yeah, that has been that's been one of those things. I have trained in the past with the IDF, and I always thought the IDF were just like the most the most top-notch soldiers out there. But I was asking just their sheer determination when they'd be talking about their mission and everything, and they simply would look at me and say, "We have no choice but to win because we got nowhere to go." And I think about that, and I think about it. Sort of looks like they're trying to push us into that sort of a position, because they're trying to take away the courts. They're trying to take away all the rights, every single right. It's all about the money. It's all about all this.
The two newest attacks are one, deny us our days in court, which we talked about with the suit we just filed in California, with the all writ, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And the other thing is, like, California also is, you know, leading the charge of making it next impossible to advertise anything about firearms, because if a child or, you know, minor reads something about a gun, they can hold you liable for enticing the minor to want to have a firearm. So they're taking away your First Amendment rights, your right of assembly. They're getting rid of gun shows, your freedom to assemble. And a lot of our gun shows aren't just places where people go buy and sell guns. It's people that congregate to talk about ideas, to politically organize, you know, against the gun grabbers. And so they're trying to take away, you know, your right to assemble, your right to do anything. I mean, it's becoming very totalitarian. And of course, one of the first elements of ever putting a totalitarian government in place is you've got to disarm the people to do it, so they can't resist. And that's what we're seeing today.
Yeah, hang on for me if you will. We'll be right back talking to Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation, one of the things you do is you do work with companies like Aero Precision. You did something really, you had something going on with Brownells recently, which when I say recently, it was, when was it? It was, gosh, I can't even find the date.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Aero Precision also, both Brownells and Aero Precision, worked with this state of Washington. We have a lawsuit challenging their ban on magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. And Brownells sold all the magazines over 10 rounds that they sold. They gave us a percentage of profit to help our suit. And Aero Precision made a special magazine with our logo on it and sold it with the proceeds coming to us to help fund the suit as well. So both Brownells and Aero Precision have helped us bring the suit to bear against the state of Washington. And I want to thank both of them. You also have a sponsor, Guns.com, which has also done a lot to help raise funds for our lawsuits as well.
Right.
Three of your key sponsors have been working with us to help us defend individual gun rights across the country, and I really appreciate it, and I'm glad to have the opportunity to thank all three of them publicly.
Hey, well, you know, here's the thing, and this is the thing that I find interesting, is that there used to be a time when gun companies didn't want to be political. Do you remember that?
Yeah, and there's still some gun companies that don't want to be political, but I think they're recognizing and realizing that they don't have much of a choice anymore because Biden and the Democrats have made guns political.
Wouldn't it be better, though, and maybe I'm missing the point here, like I remember with Operation Choke Point, it began, I think the first one that popped up on the radar was Macmillan, the gun stock company. Then I know Franklin Armory had that happen to them, and a few other people were having this happen to them. And it wasn't everybody. It's almost like they were doing the kiosk trial, like they did in New York City, to see if people would use the kiosks to check out at McDonald's. They were trying to see who would fight it and who wouldn't fight it. Is that what actually happened?
Well, I think they chose not to pick on the biggest boys in the block first because they have more resources to fight back. So they picked on smaller companies that, quote unquote, may not have all the resources to fight back. And it was sort of like a divide and conquer type strategy, which is what they use against gun owners as well. You know, today they only want to take semi-automatic, rifles away, and then tomorrow they want handguns, and next day they want the shotguns. So it's called divide and conquer as much as you can.
Well, I hope. And are we seeing more and more of that? Are we seeing more and more gun companies coming up and saying, okay, we got to get in this fight?
Yeah, I think we are. I mean, the Second Amendment Foundation has more support from the firearms industry today than we ever had before. A significant number of companies that have come to help support us. I think the biggest change I've seen is we don't have to run to try to beg them for support. They're coming to us and volunteering support. And that's great because it frees us up the time to be able to spend our time on the mission of defending gun rights rather than fundraising. So I'm very thankful to those companies that have been supporting us. All the names of our companies for corporate sponsors are on our website at saf.org. And I'd love to encourage our supporters to support the companies that support our rights.
If I can shift a little bit, I saw this really good article by Lee Williams the other day, who is the investigative reporter for the Second Amendment Foundation. Now he does a podcast here. I don't know if you know this or not. He and a guy named Bob Keller do something called Think, Aim, Fire, which is sort of a goof fest with guns and shooting and training, and it's a whole lot of fun. But Lee really writes some good stuff, and he made a point about the so-called gun talk, the pro-gun media, how absolutely small it actually is. He says there's less than 100 people actually doing this on a professional basis. Do we need to be looking at trying to increase that number?
Yeah, I think that's what Lee was getting at. Lee Williams is not just a reporter for the Second Amendment Foundation's Investigative Journalism Project, but he basically runs it. And he's trying to expand it. I think when he says 100, I think it's really much less than 100. And that would or close to 100 if you include, you know, blogs and podcasts and everything else as well as investigative journalism. But we need to expand that because obviously the legacy media, the three-letter networks, I mean, they're working around the clock against our rights. So in order to get the word out there, we really need to have our own media outlets, and it's really very, very important. What bothers me is, you know, gun owners always look at the stories they read in the paper and say, God, these things are biased against my rights. But the part they don't see is the real bias. That's the stories that get spiked that nobody gets to even know about.
Right.
Like sometimes it's the suits that we file. You know, the anti-gun groups just sneeze, and they're on the front page of every newspaper. We work our tail off, and the media, when we score any victories, they just want to ignore the gun rights movement completely.
Alan actually puts his money where his mouth is. How many radio stations are you on? Four?
Well, I don't own them. It's the Second Amendment Foundation.
Okay.
Right to keep their arms. We
right.
own four radio. We own four radio stations, and we've tried to put our money where our mouth is. And it's not easy these days being an independent broadcaster. You know, when you're not a network conglomerate,
right.
or owned by the big boys on the block, it gets rather difficult to compete in the local marketplaces for advertising. But we have four media outlets in four cities: Seattle, Olympia, Spokane, and Portland, Oregon, and we try to get the word out and carry a lot of shows and programming like yours, so that people can hear and get the information.
Well, what I was going to ask you is one of the things I get told by traditional radio people, and like in various places that carry radio shows, when I'm trying to get an affiliate, is that you know, the Gun Talk segment is really a niche segment that's only good on the weekends. And actually, I've always thought that the Second Amendment is the teeth of the Bill of Rights, and the Bill of Rights is under constant attack and all this other stuff, and a lot of the things that I talk about play into all of those things. What kind of response are you able to measure the response you're getting with the, because you carry a lot of pro-gun radio shows?
Yeah, or outdoor type shows.
Yeah,
well, you know, historically in the radio business, single issue type shows, you know, niche broadcasting, you know, be it a show for pets or whatever it might be, was carried by stations on the weekends, not you know, during the week.
Right.
And people that had, you know, multiple subject matters for the shows that were carried during the week. So there's a natural bias to putting niche programming on weekends, and also there isn't a whole lot of necessarily, you know, breaking news on guns every single day to warrant weekdays. That was the case in the past. Obviously, in the last few years, there's something about guns every single day now. So that could change a bit. And of course, you know, your show and Mark Williams, you know, Daily Defense show that's now on during weekdays. So it's propagating over from the weekend to the weekdays. Part of that, in all honesty, is because it's done so well on the weekend.
Right.
You know, and as a result, people are willing to say, okay, let's try and devote some more hours, you know, during the week. It's still hard for a show dealing with firearms to get prime time during the week, where you still can get prime times on the weekends. So it's a little difficult, but there are a couple of shows, and I think, you know, yours and you know, Daily Defense has shown it can be done. But it, you know, it's very difficult to get the number one flagship station in the top 10 media markets to take a gun show every day of the week.
Sure is. It sure is. I know that from experience, without a doubt. Listen, before we run out of time, are you going to SHOT Show?
I don't know. It's a long way away from now. I'm still worried about what I'm doing next month. So hopefully I'll be at SHOT Show. I'd love to be there. It's a great place to be. And it's on my calendar, but I can't say right now if I'm going to be able to make it or not.
Well, I guess we'll have to see. I hope so. I certainly do hope so. SAF.org is the website, Second Amendment Foundation. These guys are on the ground daily, on a daily basis. When I get Alan, I just took Alan. There's no telling how many things Alan could have done in the amount of time I've held him here on this show. He could have saved the country in that amount of time. That's just how much work he does. Thank you for joining me today.
Well, being on your show is saving the country. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I do appreciate that. I do indeed. Coming up next, it is going to be Dean Weingarten from Amaland.com. We will continue this this rant as we go. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.